To WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We have some good Soto news for you coming up. Elliot Shore Parks is here for Tuesdays with Elliot. All right, Elliot, you're going to need to explain yourself here.
Gladly.
Quote, this is from Elliot Shore Parks, the number three Eagles Insider of the Year candidate.
On Twitter and not Threads.
Yes, only on Twitter.
I'm almost at 10,000 followers on Threads.
Well, I have an idea for you in Threads coming up. But anyway,
don't
post it.
Here's the quote. I don't get the obsession with the Eagles needing a, quote, identity on offense. They just need to take care of the ball and score. It doesn't matter if they're a running team, a passing team, an AJ team, a Saquon team, etc. I think this is, like, foolish.
Okay, let's hear why.
Actually.
All right.
I don't need to know the identity. They need to know the identity.
Why?
Because the...
Just to be clear before we start this, what does an identity mean to you? Like, what are we talking about?
What an identity...
Do they have to, like, submit to the league they're a running team before the game? Like, what?
No, of course not.
Oh, you want to act like you don't know
I'm honestly curious, because it's for, like, weeks they've been asked about it. Like, I don't know what it means.
It's like when you watch a team, you're saying, okay, their identity is they are... An explosive team that wants to throw the ball down the field,
right,
take their shots, this and that, or their team that sort of is a ground and pound type of running the football team, or are you a team that wants to win by defense and just ball controlled offense? You kind of form an identity. There's certain teams out there that you're like, I know what that team
is. Right, right.
And all the best offensive teams are. I mean, if I were to ask you, do the Rams, the greatest show on turf, did they have an identity?
What would you say their identity was?
Of course it was. Are you serious?
No, I'm just curious how you would, like, because here's what I'm saying about the Eagles. I feel like when people want to ask about the identity, right, it's like, well, are they a running team because Jalen can't do this? Or are they a passing team because they pay all their guys this? Are they a big play team because they throw the ball down the field a bunch? They really do almost all of it. They run the ball quite a bit. They throw the ball to AJ and Devontae all the time. They do more down the field throws and intermediate 7-8 yards at a time. But I just, like... Why does it matter? They are a team that has stars. They get the ball to their stars, and they do it in a number of different ways. So this obsession with being like, find their identity, why? I don't want them to be like forced into one thing where, well, it's a running team now.
It's not that they're being forced into one thing. And I would guarantee you, to a man down there, even if they don't come up with the same clear-cut definition, if you were to ask them, they want to have an identity as a football team. They've even talked about it. Jalen has even talked about, you know, still trying to find our identity as a football team. And identity is a formula for success that you rely upon every week. It's not that you can't do other things. Like, you're going to always do both. But what do you do primarily, and what do you do best? What can I lean on when I'm trying to win the football game, when I need a big play, when I'm trying to go win this game? What am I leaning on? And so for an offense, having that identity, now I agree, it's the identity is for both sides of the football. You want to be a certain identity as a defense, you want to have a certain identity as an offense. And the Eagles seemingly have found that formula that works best for them, where they get points, and more importantly, they take care of the football. And if that means we are a run-heavy team, doesn't mean you can't throw the ball and you won't throw the ball. You know they're going to throw the ball.
Right.
But it seems like for the last 3 weeks, they have leaned more on the run game. Would you agree with that? That they have leaned on the run game more?
Definitely. And I would say on the defensive side of the ball, I do think that teams have identities, right? Mm-hmm. Like, some teams are blitzing teams. Yep. That's what they do. Mm-hmm. Some teams play cover two. They don't play much man. They play a lot of zone. Some teams are corner state. Like, I get the identity thing on defense. Mm-hmm. But on offense, for me, talking about this team, I think they can do a bunch of everything. So if you want to say their identity is not just has to be run or pass, then fine. We can identify something. We can describe them. But I don't think I think a lot of this conversation comes from, like, are they a running team or are they a passing team? Is it a Saquon team or is it a Jalen-led team?
Yeah.
To me, it doesn't matter because I've seen them win games various ways.
Well, hold on.
We haven't seen them win games this year throwing the ball.
Yeah, I think it's quite clear.
You don't think this past Sunday?
No.
And I know he had a bunch of rushing touchdowns, but they did move the ball. I mean, they had a bunch of big completions.
They threw the ball 20 times.
Right, but they had, like, the long touchdown to Devontae. They had the big third and
six. That was set up.
Right.
They threw the ball. I'm not saying they're not going to throw the ball, but they ran the ball so much more than throwing it.
Well, and if we're going to talk about success.
Almost 2-1.
Well, if we're going to talk about success post-bye, which you are pointing to as post-bye, they clearly have an identity on offense, and it is clearly run first since the bye.
So I'm fine if you want to say that, but my whole point is I don't think they're a team that can't win throwing the ball. Like, I don't think that I don't go into a game going they have to win running the ball because that's who they are. Like, I'd be curious to know why Jack disagrees. But
well,
like,
because you can't put the game on Jalen's shoulders and expect them to win.
Why?
That's not
well. They've determined they can't.
But look, is Jalen going to throw for 400 yards every week? No. But Jalen has made big throws each of the last three games to help them win. He absolutely has.
That's different than saying. Do you think the Ravens are primarily a run team?
Yes.
Okay. But do you think that...
Do the Ravens have A.J. Brown?
No.
But that's the difference. That's a difference to me.
But you are... There's a difference between being able to make a play through the air and basing your offense through throwing the ball.
Right.
That's just a difference.
You agree with that.
No, I agree. But to me, that's... I think maybe we're describing two things. Maybe it's semantics. To me, that's not identity. That is like how you want a game plan. And identity to me is when I think of the Eagles, I think of them as a running team. Right, like
yeah,
that.
That's what you do,
and I don't think of them that way. So
the league does.
That's fine.
But did you think of the 2022 team as a running team?
No,
even though.
Huh?
Come on,
2020, dude.
We led the league in rushing.
Yes, they were a good rushing team, but they could also throw the ball when they needed to.
No.
Yeah, but
how many passing yards did Jalen have in the Super Bowl?
Well, first of all, he had 15 rushing touchdowns.
He did.
We know the one game he threw the ball, and that may be the best game he threw the ball all year long. Not right. saying he didn't have other throws, but it's okay. To me, it's okay, quite frankly. I think once you discover this is what we're best at and this is going to be the best way for us to win, embrace that. Embrace that. What often happens is ego gets in the way. Someone's trying to, I don't know, reach the next plateau so they can either be a head coach or what have you. They're looking for validation. When we as fans, all we care about is winning.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the idea that, yeah, we got two great wide receivers, and I'm sure they're going to want the ball a certain amount of times. And if they can get 7 targets, they're going to catch 6 of them, 7, 8 targets. They're going to catch 6 or 7 of them. They should be happy with that. They'll be happy with that as long as they're winning. But if you want Jalen to drop back 35, 40 times and throw the ball just to make sure that all the receivers are happy and he's throwing for 300-some yards, we're not going to win very many games that way.
So I don't want Jalen to drop back all those times just to make him happy. And I agree that this team's formula for success is probably not Jalen dropping back 40 times. But when I think of a run-first team, I think of a team that can't throw the ball.
Right. And I know what you're saying.
I don't. The 49ers were a run-first team.
Yeah, but because they had Brock Purdy, who nobody thought was that good.
But
he was the number one.
Okay, hold on.
But let's talk about the Niners' weapons compared to the Eagles' weapons.
Okay, the Niners got weapons.
The Niners have tons of weapons.
Right, but Debo Samuel is not what A.J. and Devontae
is. Dude, you can't tell me the 49ers don't have weapons,
They have weapons,
bro.
But they have running.
George Kittle,
yes.
Yeah. Debo Samuel, Christian McCaffrey. It's almost a mirror of this friggin' team.
To me, it's not because Debo is not a number one type of receiver. He does not win consistently on the outside.
So then why aren't they throwing it 35 times a game?
What'd you say?
Why aren't they throwing it 35 times a game then?
The Eagles right now?
Yes.
Well, the past two games, they've been up big. And that's part. And again, I'm not saying they should drop back 35 times a game. I'm saying I think they can pass the ball to win when they need to.
Okay, but that doesn't mean their main identity is not running the football.
Yeah, but
of course you have to be able to throw the football.
Right. And to your point.
But I don't think their identity is running the football.
Hold on. Elliot, you just said to me, you believe the 49ers' identity is running the football, right?
Yes.
They had the number one ranked passer in the NFL last year.
Okay.
So
more touchdowns than Jalen did.
Well, then I guess they shouldn't be viewed as a running team.
But they are.
I don't mean to tell you.
That's what they do first. That's what everything is built upon.
But the truth will set you free.
No. I'm willing to give in. I said on the defensive side.
No,
because I think what's baked into all this is a belief that the Eagles can't throw the football. That is what's baked in, and I'm not conceding that point.
Are the Lions a run-first team?
Why does it matter? That's the other point. Like, if we're talking,
they are a run-first
team. They are a run-first team, but they can throw the football.
Of course they can!
Yes!
That's what it is! If you guys will admit they can throw the football, then I'll concede.
But you love Jalen now. Right, here
we
go.
No, so I see. Okay, I just figured it out. I see what he's pushing back against. He's pushing back against the notion that Jalen can't throw the football.
And do you know why?
Why?
This is all because I know everyone here so well. Elliott wants redemption from his preseason no interception.
Just you get ready. I'm not saying where this is going, but I'll tell you guys.
I noticed it. That's why
in about a week,
the Tampa
game.
Get ready
for a training camp stat update in about a week.
I know.
Yes.
All right. I finally saw it. I know everybody here better than they know themselves. Okay. All right. We're moving on. Hold on.
All right.
Twitter question is sponsored by my finally clicked. Yeah. The Twitter question.
I was happening there with you.
Yeah. I got there. I'm like, what's going on here? Yeah. Okay.
I don't get who, whatever.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Our football team is chasing a championship ring. Make her feel like a world champion every day with a ring from Mark's, marks-jewelers.com. Are the Eagles Super Bowl contenders? 53% say yes, 47% say
no.
All right. I'm surprised. All the polls I've seen today have been some similar variation. And this city's not as much back in on this team as I expected.
Yeah.
I thought that win would get it. Like 53% from Eagles fan base is pretty wild.
This thing is like
they're scarred.
It's a tanker, man. This thing don't turn. It's not a speedboat, man. This thing takes a while to get this thing completely turned around.
Yeah.
The fans are slowly getting there, though. Give them credit.
It just shows how scarred they were, though.
Yes. Yeah. Well, listen, the first 4 weeks wasn't pretty.
And people were mad at Nick.
And high expectations, but we're back, E. We got. Listen,
me and you have tried to tell him for 2 weeks.
Man. Yeah. We're back. We're winning Sunday.
Yeah.
You know, don't think I forgot about your acceptable loss last week.
Well, that makes it an even more impressive win.
Well, we're on the same page, so I'm not going to harp on the acceptable loss.
It was an acceptable win, too.
It was an acceptable win. Sunday's not an acceptable loss.
No, Sunday's not an acceptable loss.
All right.
It'd be a bad loss.
I have to play you some just honestly shocking audio.
Okay.
So I'm sitting talking to Brandon Graham and Howard Eskin last night.
No big deal to you.
The Brandon Graham Show. Brandon Graham Show, Chickies, every week at 6 o'clock, right before the Players' Lounge, which is 7 o'clock. And we were talking about Howard asked Brandon a question, and the question was, the Eagles have, the second-best road record in the NFL over the last several years. And he asked him why, and Brandon said that the fans do not boo when, that the fans travel well. He said fans travel well, and he laughed and said, when they travel, they don't boo when they travel. It was just a funny joke. But then Howard said this.
Here's the point. He and a couple other morons, fans, were behind the bench, and they're selling this. It's the same rant. Run the ball, run the ball. So then, this is right after the pass to Devontae Smith. I couldn't help myself because we could all hear him on the bench. I said, run the ball, huh? Did you see what the last play was? A pass?
You're fighting with the fans now?
I have to walk back and forth. So I go, shh.
What are you doing?
Run the ball. Why don't you guys just watch the game?
I know.
Why don't you do your job?
I heard him, too.
I did. I
heard
it was during your timeout.
Because he was yelling it loud so we could hear it.
Unbelievable.
So Howard was taunting Eagles fans at the Bengals game after the Eagles scored a touchdown.
You know,
your thoughts.
This might be the best argument for what Nick doing was bad. It's clearly influenced Howard in a negative way.
It's influenced him now.
Well, yeah. Nick can't do it.
Nick
so
can't
Howard's
do it,
like
yeah.
big protector over there. I'm surprised you're not doing it. So what are your thoughts as a member of the media about Howard taunting fans after an Eagles Super Bowl?
Look.
An Eagles touchdown, rather.
As someone that is also in the Eagles Insider of the Year thing, I think that's something that needs to be looked at. Like, he is on the sideline as an objective reporter.
Yes.
And he's not on the sideline as an objective.
Well, that's actually a good point, too.
You're right. That's fair. That's fair.
It was an embarrassing act.
Yeah. I mean, come on. He needs to shave his head now.
I'm gonna I'm gonna hold.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay. All right.
I wish it was video of it. There's no video of it.
I'm shocked there's no video. I'm also shocked there's no video.
Somebody's got to go through the footage.
The board, right. Yeah.
Go through the all 22. Find
I'll be there doing it. Don't worry.
Yes. Yeah. All right. Oh, man. If you do that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, so, Howard, I don't know if I would have divulged that so soon.
Yeah.
Might have waited a month or two before I brought that out.
Oh, dude. Seriously.
Well, that's how you know they're back. We got Howard on the sideline.
Shushing people.
Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, they've done better because they're running the ball. Like, why are you so mad at the fans?
Well, right. Yes. Yeah. They're running the ball. They were right. Yeah.
Of course they're right.
Yeah.
But it's not their identity.
Right. No, not at all.
Right.
So, Juan Soto and Elliot, we'd love your support in this.
Yeah, man.
The WIP.
I mean, they clearly need somebody.
The WIP afternoon show has decided that we will sacrifice for Soto. We will all sacrifice something. Jack in maybe the ballsiest move I've ever heard from anyone on WIP. And I believe this is ballsier than Mark's getting Nick Foles. And I have a lot of respect for Mark's getting Nick Foles tattooed on his back. But Jack has volunteered that their second child will be named Juan if Juan Soto signs here in Philadelphia.
And Jill approved of this?
No.
Well,
because otherwise it's a completely empty.
I think Jack will get it done.
Okay.
That's what
fair
he committed to it. He'll get it done.
He's the man of the house.
Yes. Wow.
That's right.
Yeah, it's his car. I don't know if you heard that. It's his car. I have committed to a Juan Soto tattoo. I'm not getting Juan Soto's face, but I talked about getting his 22, maybe Philly's logo, something like that. Ike was not getting a tattoo, is not having any more children.
You have so many tattoos, I don't know how much that counts
for. It counts
for
something.
That's what we said, yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Well, I don't have kids.
It's fair.
What do you want me to do?
Adopt another dog, name him Juan.
No.
Okay, no.
I don't need another dog.
We're not wasting ink on me, so.
Yeah. But Ike did commit. Already. Ike hates mayonnaise. Ike will eat a sandwich with mayonnaise on it. And he.
I will eat a mayonnaise sandwich.
Whoa. Only mayonnaise.
Yeah.
Vegan? That's gross.
No, right. Let him eat regular mayonnaise.
I think you'll like vegan better, to be honest. I'm just letting you know, like, for your stomach, I think you would enjoy vegan
more. I got Ike over the vegan hump with the cupcakes. He'll have the vegan.
You don't put mayo on your cheesesteak?
Yeah.
You don't put mayo on your cheesesteak?
Mayo on the cheesesteak?
Yeah.
Some people do.
Ketchup, mayo, fried onion, salt, pepper? No.
I don't put anything on it.
So,
cheesesteak is good.
That's dry.
Elliot?
Depends on where you get it at.
It's true.
Elliot, are you willing to sacrifice something for the Phillies to sign Juan Soto?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know what that is? Or are we going to wait on that?
I mean, I think the thing I could give more than anything
is delete your Threads account.
Yes.
Spike wanted that.
No.
Why not? Well,
because I have almost 10,000 people depending on content there. Yeah. At Elliot Shore Parks on Threads. Yeah. Hey, they still count.
And by the way, this is from Bob Nightingale. The Yankees haven't hidden their desire to have Juan Soto return. The crosstown Mets, with the richest owner in baseball, Steve Cohen, could be beckoning. The Philadelphia Phillies are expected to strongly pursue him to team up with Boris client Bryce Harper. Mm. And then he also mentions the Blue Jays and the Giants. Mm. So
I think the thing I could give in this, more than anything, is I will concede, if they get Juan Soto, I'll concede they're a better run organization than the Sixers. And I will get it on the back of a Phillies jersey.
But you're conceding, but you don't actually believe it.
Honestly, with the way they're handling this Embiid thing, I'm turning.
Will you get a Phillies tattoo? Get tattooed.
I'm too afraid of a tattoo.
And you won't shave your head?
No.
Look at that. Look at that head.
Yeah.
I don't know what I would want Elliot to give up.
Yeah.
Like, well, I think what you want that I know annoys you. I won't talk about the Phillies on there.
Yes. How about that?
I don't want to punish the people.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
I mean, the Sixers-Phillies thing is what annoys Jack and people the most.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it has to be something with that.
Okay.
I think you gotta drive with James Seltzer after having two double shot espressos from Starbucks.
No. I do that every Saturday.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. Yeah. I don't know about that. 215-592.
Do you think they're gonna get him?
If I had to bet, I don't think they're the favorite. Yeah. I think one of the New York teams would be the favorite. But I do believe that John Middleton is going to do something that is financially stupid. When I say stupid, I don't mean
a bad spend.
But a not a financially responsible move. I just don't think he's going to be able to contain himself.
Mm-hmm.
And I think his frustration, look, I thought his frustration was going to manifest in one of two ways. Either he's going to come in and clean house, which he didn't. They're not firing anybody.
Right.
Or I don't just think he's going to be able to sit back and let Dave Dombrowski, you know, sign Austin Hayes to a 2-year, $16 million deal. I think the days of signing, you know, what's his name? The guy who didn't hit 200 here.
Whit Merrifield
right. and that sort of nonsense is out the door. I think he's going to make a big splash.
I would be, obviously, I hope to get him. And if they get him, that's the ultimate victory there. But like, if they actually table a contract for $500 million, whatever, and he doesn't sign it, like, I almost give them as much credit.
Yes.
Like, if they are willing to do it, I will be extremely impressed by this front office.
Well,
like, you can't make them come here, but if you offer it, like, I think that'd be a major, like, big time move. By,
I do believe that he will go to whoever pays him the most money, as long as it's on the East Coast. I don't think he's going to Toronto. I don't think he's going to the Giants. I think he wants to be over here. I think whoever pays him the most is going
to
get him.
So, is there, not to get too deep in the weeds in this, but is there any concern that the Yankees aren't just paying him? Like, why wouldn't they just pay him a ton of money?
Because
he's there.
So the Yankees are the Yankees and the Mets are the favorites. One and two, whatever it is. Right. And I would actually put the Yankees as the favorites.
Yeah.
The difference with the Yankees is that everybody thinks the Yankees don't have a spending limit.
They do.
They do.
Okay. That's why I was asking.
It's not Cohen with the Mets. And I think Middleton is probably willing to be, have more willingness to be irresponsible than the Yankees are. And the Yankees are conscious of it. The new Steinbrenner clan is not George Steinbrenner.
Okay.
So I think they're, I think you could price the Yankees out.
Because I was a little worried that they're letting him out. You know, like, why? Like, he's in their building. He's awesome. He's young. Why wouldn't they just pay him? But you're saying that's not a concern. There are financial restrictions.
I think it's a concern, but I don't. There are financial restrictions with the Yankees, I believe.
Okay.
That's my belief. 215-592-9494. Are the Eagles Super Bowl contenders? Do you believe in them now? Ken and Cinnaminson, you're on WIP.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you today?
What up, Ken?
What up, Ken?
Elliot, I think if they get him, the perfect thing for you to do is you have to wear shoes that actually fit your feet for the entire Philly season.
Wait, does Elliot not wear shoes that fit him?
So people are floored by this.
He finds his feet up like a geisha, so he can fit him into little
I get like three or four different pairs of shoes, like sizes. Like if there's a shoe I like, I can get it a half size up, a half size down. I'll get a shoe size, a full size up. Like, not if they have all the sizes. If they have all the sizes, I'll consistently get the same one.
You wear a shoe that's too small on your feet?
If it's a shoe I really want and it's the only size they have, yes.
What are you, 8?
Well, yeah, I can't wear shoes.
I mean, that's
small.
The shoe size. But like I'm saying, if like I'm not wearing two sizes.
You wear an 8?
I wear like 8.5.
Oh, that's bad.
Oh,
that's
I don't know what
to tell you.
No. I would never tell anybody your shoe size, bro.
No.
Trust me, we hammer is real.
Ken, let him wear bigger shoes. Yeah. Let him wear bigger shoes for all of us.
But I don't get what's weird about buying a shoe in a different size if you want to buy it. You're telling me all your shoes are the exact same size?
Yeah. All my shoes fit me.
Yeah. All my shoes fit
you're
me.
You're like, we're the crazy ones.
Yeah, all my shoes are the exact same size.
You're the ones that buy the exact same shoe size?
Ken, every week we discover something, I discovered something new about Elliot that just makes me shake my head and look down.
Well, and Elliot, I've also heard rumors that, what was your Mary and Joseph thing? You thought they were the same person?
Oh, yeah. So I thought Mary Ann Joseph was like...
one person?
Yeah, like her name was Mary Ann and her last name was Joseph.
It's Mary
not Mary. No, I know. That's the misconception
Up until when?
Like 2 weeks ago. Someone on air said it. As like a famous duo or whatever. I thought it was Mary Ann Joseph.
Oh. You are wild.
Like when people go like, you know, Jesus, Mary Ann Joseph.
Mary Ann Joseph.
They're saying.
No, now I know. And.
Okay. Right on time.
Yeah.
Right on time.
That Delco accent doesn't pronounce the.
Don't blame Delco.
Ken, what are we going to do with this guy?
I don't know. I mean, I guess he's like Jimmy Johnson. He doesn't celebrate Christmas, so he doesn't pay any attention to any of that.
Right.
Which is
funny
because his favorite time.
Yeah, it's my favorite time of the year by far.
Well, wait, and you're?
I'm not religious, really.
All right, but you grew up in a Christian household, or
no?
Oh, okay. All right, okay.
You thought Mary Ann Joseph was an American Idol contestant?
Ken, we only have a minute here. You think the Eagles are Super Bowl contenders now?
I was never out on the Eagles.
Okay.
You know, I mean, it's a 17-week season, and I know everybody wanted to, you know, pitch the tents, you know, because they were one easy drop pass away from being 3-1, and that's really the truth. You know, and in terms of identity, the identity for the Eagles offense is very simple. They are 15-1 under Nick Sirianni when they don't turn the football over.
Yep.
That's the identity for the Eagles offense. Is you just don't turn the football over, and whatever that looks like, whatever version of the
and
offense.
That's what was in my tweet.
That's not enough.
Yeah. Well,
can I ask you something?
I agree, Ken, but who the hell was turning the ball over?
Well, I'm
it was the quarterback.
you're preaching to the choir, but you know, if all you're asking is look, I have always felt like saying game manager like it's some kind of a pejorative is wrong.
Whoa.
Because every good quarterback is a game manager. They have to manage the game. Pejorative means insult, by the way.
We know what it is. Like,
well, Ken, let me ask you this. What is the record of all NFL teams when they don't turn the ball over?
I haven't done that research.
Okay.
It's probably really very good.
Yeah.
Because I'm an Eagles fan.
Oh,
But you know, the point is that, look, if the Eagles offense looks like Jalen Hurts, you know, throwing the ball 20 times, having a bunch of guys wide open because they run a ton of play action.
Yep.
And he can, you know, because he's not a guy who likes to throw the ball like he wants to see it first. He's not an anticipatory thrower. So if that's the offense, we're gonna get 20 passes in there. He's gonna complete 15 of them. He's not gonna put the ball in harm's way, and we're gonna run the ball, and we're gonna win football games. Then that's the identity. And hey, and you know, if you have some games that are shootouts and you got to, you know, open it up a little more and throw it 30, 35 times, whatever. I'd rather have a team that's capable of doing all of that than and being multiple, as Nick says, our special coach.
Thank
you. You know,
hey, Ken, in 2022, NFL teams were 102 and 24 when they did not turn the ball over, a winning percentage of 80%.
There you go. So
Ken proven correct.
Yep. Once again.
Well, Ken proven correct.
Once again.
Hold on. Thank you for
right.
the call, Ken.
When the Eagles don't turn the ball over, they win.
Yeah.
Well, so do all teams.
Agreed. I mean,
that's not a recipe for winning.
That is the recipe for winning. Yeah, take care of the ball.
Well, no bleep.
But what is the record of teams that score more points than their opponent?
Okay. I guess pretty good.
Okay. Jordan, thank you, Elliot.
Yeah, we
got Jordan next, as we always
go,
are.
Go
in
to Jordan, yes.
Jordan Mailata joins us next. We need an update on that hamstring and the second straight game that Jordan watched on TV, and we will find out if he thinks that this is the best game that the Eagles have played on offense all season long. That is next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.